gesels vandag met die actrice Monique Rockman en die vervaardiger Benjamin Overmeyer oor die splinternuwe misdaadthriller nommer 37. Kom ons begin by die mees voor die hand liggende vraag, waaroor gaan die fliek?
Number 37 is a genre thriller that tells the story of our protagonist Randall, who comes back home to his fictitious Cape Flats area, a paraplegic. And essentially he comes home to a situation where he has kind of like a countdown where he owes money to a loan shark, and it's kind of connected to why he's in a wheelchair. And he comes back to his girlfriend Pam, played by Monique Rockman, and being on the third floor in his building, he's kind of trapped in this claustrophobic world. And one of the things Pam does for him is give him a set of binoculars, you know, to pass time and help him kind of like, you know, deal with the fact that he's stuck on the third floor. And as he tries to figure out a way to get this money that he owes loan shark back, these binoculars help him to see opportunity unfolding in front of him. Randall is beset by, you know, making bad decisions again and again and again, is how he got there in the first place. And we see him continue on this path of bad decisions and until eventually one thing leads to another and, you know, there's a potential solution, which I won't give away until you watch the film, but it's edge of your seat kind of stuff, pure genre, like thriller. And yeah, one thing leads to another as it escalates in tension.
Monique, hoe berei mens voor vir so 'n tipe rol en was dit vir jou moeilik om hierdie rol te vertolk?
Ek weet nie of daar regtig 'n manier is om jou voor te berei vir so 'n tipe rol hê, want jy word geplaas in 'n verskriklike moeilike situasie in die Cape Flats. Jy's 'n vroumens met al hierdie klomp danger aspects om jou. Toe ek in die rol instap, ons was elke dag op set, ons was op die vlaktes, ons het in baie klein spasies geskiet. En dit was baie intens en dit was op 'n mate moeilik, want daar's baie emosies wat die Pam moes gegaan het, veral om gemanhandel te word deur soveel mans en goed. Ek bedoel, Pam gaan deur nogal 'n baie rowe journey en dan is daar die liefde wat sy het vir Randall wat jy dan nog moet deurbring deur dit alles, deur al die moeilike tye. So ek sou nie sê dit was die maklikste ding ooit nie, maar dit was vir my verskriklik lekker om myself so te challenge.
Kom ons gesels 'n bietjie oor waar en wanneer die fliek geskiet is. Dit is in baie donker klein spasies. En vertel my 'n bietjie, hoe lank het julle gewerk aan die fliek?
All right, so just to give the context, one of the reasons we chose to do this film or this particular script was because of the scale and scope of the, you know, the film itself. It's all kind of 70% of it happens in one location. It really pays homage to Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window. So, you know, it's that kind of environment we found, like, you know, in the Cape Flats in Cape Town, we have a location that, you know, met the dynamic of the script and allowed us to get that kind of complex, you know, characters outside of the windows and all of these kind of things. But essentially, it took us 4 weeks to shoot, and we shot it 70% in that location, and that kind of claustrophobic, tight nature of it, you know, is very much a part of the narrative of the film. We always knew that we wanted to be on location as opposed to in studio, and we knew the challenges that, you know, because we're actually in actual apartments. These are actual people's apartments that we, you know, took over for the shoot. And so we had to, everything from equipment and the kind of camera we used all had to be conducive to be able to, one, get the gear into that space and allow Monique and Irshad Ali to, you know, to perform in that tight space. But I think it was all by design to give you that claustrophobic feeling, that kind of the world is encroaching upon you and, you know, time and space is kind of closing in until, you know, ultimately we have a resolution. So it's all by design and intention. But that scale and scope was from the point of writing the script to shooting was always part of the intention.
Die fliek speel natuurlik af op die Kaapse vlakte en die Kaapse manier van praat is baie ryk. Dra dit by tot die egtheid van die verhaal?
Authenticity is an incredibly important component of the narrative of the film, and we shoot Cape Town for Cape Town, and having, you know, the language being a component of that authenticity was very important. And ironically, actually, we first wrote the script in English, and then had it translated. Nosipo, the writer-director, I mean, it's her debut film, but she's actually from KZN, and she's living in Cape Town, telling an authentic Cape Town story in the Cape Flats, which has its own dialect. So, we focus very much on getting that right. In terms of some of the humor, you know, the irony is that this is, you know, it's a very tight story. It does, you know, take your breath away, keep you on the edge of your seat. And I think that element of humor really helps. I think some of the response from the audience yesterday was that it was actually a great moment, you know, where you have the sense of where you could take a breath because there's a little bit of humor there. And then immediately we ramp back up into the tension. So it was an intentional device, and that language and the culture and that authenticity in the Cape Flats has that in reality. You know, there's a lot of it's a heavy world to be in, and I think people there in general use humor as a way to escape as much as anything else as well, you know. So we incorporated that by design.
Kom ons gesels 'n bietjie oor Nosipo en haar afwesigheid. Vertel my 'n bietjie hoe dit was om saam met haar te werk. Die fliek was natuurlik alles haar visie en dit was ook haar debuut vollengte film.
Dit was vir my persoonlik fantasties om met Nosipo te werk. Dit was ons altyd se debuut. Myne is as 'n lead actress en Anna as haar eerste eerste feature film. So dit was onmiddellike bond. Die film is baie sensitief vir vroumense, miskien om die Pam deur sulke baie moeilike goed gaan. So om 'n vrou mens te hê wat vir jou direk en wat vir jou verstaan en wat kan sien waarvandaan af jy kom, was dit vir my baie nice, want ek het veilig gevoel. Kyk, Nosipo sou weet wanneer dit vir my miskien te veel geraak het, omdat sy is 'n vrou mens, sy kan haarself aan my voete sit. Ons het baie close geraak, omdat jy moet eerlik wees met jou direkte, en met Pam moes ek baie eerlik wees met myself en met Nosipo en met Irshad, omdat ons wou het so rarig, so reëel as moontlik gemaak het. Maar Nosipo was soos 'n whisperer. Sy het ons oor ons notes kom gee. Niemand anders het jou notes gehoor nie. Sy het so kom fluister in jou oor wat sy wil hê jy moet doen, en dan het jy dit gevoel. Sy het baie keer saam met ons gehuil op skerm. Sy het gekyk op die monitors, en wanneer Pam en Randall deur moeilike situasies kom, dan kom Nosipo in trane daar. So ons het regtig gevoel sy het alles saam met ons gevoel, en dit was fantasties. En kan ek net sê Nosipo is briljant. Sy gaan nog baie dinge doen, en ek is baie geëerd om in na eerste feature film te wees as 'n vrou mens en 'n vrou van kleur. Dit is vir my belangrik om te represent, want ons kry nie genoeg sulke tipe rolle nie. So ek hoop dis 'n breakthrough vir nog.
Kom ons gesels 'n bietjie oor die rolverdeling. Dit is nie mense wat jy noodwendig dadelik sal herken nie, maar dit is mense wat gesoute akteurs in die bedryf is. Mense soos Sandy Schultz, Dion Lotz. Was die rolverdeling vir julle 'n baie noukeurige proses?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, obviously, you know, one of the unique things about this film is because of the kind of the spaces that we were using, you know, it really came down to the cast to carry the narrative and to deliver the story, you know. And so it was always very important to make sure that, you know, when we were casting people, that they really embodied those characters. And I mean, historically, you know, this film, it's been a 5-year journey, and it started off with a short film that was for Silver Scam. And, you know, we did that short film with a particular cast, and it did really well. It won the SAFTA, and it, you know, went to 29 countries in Europe and was the basis of doing the full feature. And a lot of that cast came through from the short film. And so, you know, those characters had been developed with them over time. However, you know, there's a number of cast members who are new in the full feature. And I think Nosipo, she understands the art of storytelling through this medium. You know, she's both from a writing point of view, a directing point of view, you know, how to get that, you know, the essence of these characters out of the cast members. And I think, you know, ultimately the success of this film is more pivotal on the performances than necessarily, you know, the technicals, the cinematography, the quality of, you know, the technical side. It's really about the cast coming to the party, because so much of it, we have so many close-ups on people's faces. And I mean, you know, for everybody listening, you really got to go out and watch the film from the 1st of June to really see what I'm saying. You know, words don't do it justice. You got to sit in that cinema and feel those emotions being, you know, the conduits through those cast members. And you know, from Monique Rockman, Irshad Ali, Danny Ross, Ephraim Gordon, David Manuel, from, you know, people who remember him from his previous movie. It's Sandy Schultz, Dion Lotz, you know, it's an amazing cast, and we were really grateful to be able to have them on board.
Waar en wanneer kan mense die fliek sien, en is daar 'n ouderdomsbeperking?
Couple of things. Obviously, the film is going nationwide in South Africa on the 1st of June. Everybody go out and support wherever you can, not because it's a local film, but because it's a good piece of film, no matter where you're from. The reason I say that is, you know, it had its international launch at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. It's gone on to achieve North American distribution, as well as distribution in Japan, China, Germany, Switzerland, Austria. But really at home, this is our story in our yard, and it's really important that everybody here gets a chance to, you know, participate in what is essentially a really good story. So 1st of June, nationwide, please come out and support.
Monique, enige laaste gedagtes van jou af?
Ek wil ook net graag sê, mense, Vrydag is die 1ste Junie, kom kyk nommer 37, jy gaan nie glo hoe goed die movie is, en ek hoop almal in Suid-Afrika is trots op ons, want ons is trots Suid-Afrikaans om die stories te vertel. So kom kyk, stiek uit die 1 June, tel wat jy moet.